definitely wasn't without effort there. It just kind of felt like same story as last game a few weeks ago. A good start there, good shooting the first half, but for whatever reason, the second half, your shots weren't able to go down.
Yeah. You know, I thought that first half, we did a great job of really kind of attacking their pressure. You know, Blaine had a really big first half for us. And I don't think, I really don't think it was anything different that, you know, that we did offensively. A couple shots didn't fall, but the big thing was our rotations. Our rotations on defense the second half were slower and kind of they weren't exactly as sharp as we would have liked, and that led to them knocking down shots. And the difference between the first half and the second half was that allowed them to set up in their press, kind of, you know, took the tempo out of the game a little bit, but we turned the ball over. So you know, we've got some things that we need to address, but like I told our guys in the locker room, you know, didn't really know exactly what to expect, you know, after, you know, a couple weeks off and, you know, if we were going to come in and be sharp or not. And, you know, I was really pleased with them, you know, the first half, and I was pleased with them the second half. We just couldn't knock down anything and they got hot, which, you know, they have a team that's more than capable of doing that. But, you know, a lot of that is our zone rotation was not as sharp, the second half. And a lot of that is because they're on the opposite end of the floor, and they've got to talk a little bit more than they need to when they're in front of me. And so we just got to do a little better job talking defensively and sharpening up our rotations. But, you know, really pleased with those guys. Someday, you know, maybe hopefully someday soon we'll be able to put two halves together.
Well, you know, it's encouraging from what you've seen there. And, you know, you mentioned something about wanting to get Blaine active in the scoring there, and I think he kind of took that to heart, especially in that – I know he ended up with 9 points all in the first half, but he definitely took that to heart.
Absolutely. He can finish well at the basket. He's got a really long first step, too, so, I mean, it allows him to get to the paint and knock down a couple shots. And, you know, that we need that out of him. We need him to be aggressive because he's a kid that can get into the paint and kick it out to other guys. We got to have some of our younger guys, you know, take a step up, too. You know, we challenged our seniors tonight as far as – needing a little bit more out of him, and like you said, Blaine did. Now we need some more guard play. You know, I think we saw some good things, you know, with our post guys. You know, I thought they battled their butts off. Sawyer did a great job in there, you know, not scoring, but, you know, positioning wise, you know, getting a couple rebounds here and there. But he did a really good job out on the perimeter playing defense. And then, you know, I thought Gus and Carter early, especially, you know, really played a good ball game. You know, Carter had some moves that early in the, you know, the first few games weren't falling. I thought he, you know, paid off on those tonight. I think we saw some really good things out of Gus. You know, and those guys are going to continue to grow as players. So I just, you know, left the locker room and told our guys, you know, I'm really excited. You know, we knew this was going to be a process. We knew it was going to be a process and it was going to be a journey. You know, I'm kind of excited for it, you know, and, you know, because I think these guys have a lot of potential, and, you know, especially our younger guys, I think they have a, you know, pretty high ceiling, and our older guys are, you know, they're pretty good leaders, you know, they're really good kids and they work their butts off. So, I mean, sharpen up a few things here and there and, you know, get back to work, and doesn't get any easier, you know, with Holcomb next week, but, you know, our guys, you know, for sure, they're not going to quit. You know, that's, we've been doing a pretty good job defensively, and that's what we got to do.
I want to ask about Carter here. He kind of looked like a different animal down there tonight. He was physical, and he had a lot of boards there, and, of course, with his 10 points there. But what I thought, overall as a general, I thought this was probably the most physical I've seen from Scott City basketball in a while.
Yeah, I would say without a doubt they were. And that's actually kind of been the look of our practices as of late. You know, yesterday they really got after it yesterday, and I told them, if you think I'm going to stop it, because, you know, it's not going to happen. But they were getting after it, and that's even our JV guys, they were doing it as well. So you know, I enjoy seeing that physicality. You know, both Carter and Gus, I think, ended with four fouls or something like that, but you know, I can live with most of those. We, you know, fouling on the three-pointers a couple times, like, we can't do that at all. But at the same time, I enjoy seeing those guys be physical, and when they get it in there, you know, trying to score it, and they've got to keep that up.
Well, yeah, you mentioned Holcomb next week, and is it a benefit for you guys to have four practices to kind of get ready for another big game?
Yeah, after that break, you know, this week was kind of rough, conditioning-wise mainly, but just from an execution standpoint. We weren't very sharp this week, and so I was pretty pleased with how we handled it in the first half. But the 4 days will really help. We got to get everybody, on the same page when we run our offense. We kind of saw that in the second half. We got pressured, and we couldn't really get into anything there for a while. And so we've got to get back at practice and, really focus in on those things.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining me here. Beavers lose a tough one, 52-42, and a lot of great effort here tonight. Coach, thanks again for joining me here. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, Coach.